to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What if everything you knew about treating chronic illness was wrong? What if the solution wasn't found in conventional medicine, but in a more holistic, personalized approach? Today, we're talking with none other than Dr. Brad Montage, and he's going to talk about restoring health where others have failed. He's going to show you things about functional medicine that can be a game changer for those living with chronic illness. If you've ever been told there's nothing more that can be done for your health, this episode's for you. And there's going to be a bonus question about something so spiritual that you have to stick around to hear. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brad.
Well, thanks for having me. We've already had a pretty good conversation. I think we can,
we can carry on.
It's such a joy to interact with people who have the lights on inside and are pursuing the king and his kingdom. There's nothing richer, absolutely richer. And I just appreciate that in you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Same with you. I think every time we have a conversation, no matter what it is, and I'm really open, like, and I think we talked, oh gosh, 2 years, 3 years ago? How long ago?
It wasn't long ago. And
the first interview was 2 or 3 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah, and that was a deep conversation too.
Yes.
You know, and that's God.
Yeah,
it just is, and we just invite him into this conversation right now, just to direct the path, and let's really shake some things up.
Absolutely, I'm all about shaking it up. Amen. So I know that you're the founder of Healthful You, and you dedicated your life to researching and applying functional medicine to help individuals struggling with chronic illness. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Okay. I'll give you a simple background. I was 5 years old when I started my own journey with chronic illness. Ended up in the hospital in the middle of the night, got wrenching pain. That doesn't matter what it is. What I experienced at 5 years old was this huge questioning thing. Here I am in a hospital. No one explains what's going on, why it's there, just do right. This strange therapy, and it was a rectal therapy, and I'm 5 years old, so like, well, what's going on with all this stuff? And I don't know how many times I went back, but that is everybody's experience with chronic illness. They go to these doctors who are supposed to know what's going on, and they never get an answer. They aren't told what's going on. They'll get a diagnosis, but people don't realize a diagnosis is just an insurance card to build insurance companies. That's how a doctor gets paid. Yeah. It has nothing to do with what's going on.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with causation either. It's just a way for them to get paid. So when I was in college, I've had a ton of chronic illness my whole life. Started at 5. A couple of years later, we went on family vacation. The whole world spun around when I came home. And I was extremely athletic or really coordinated, but I was like a drunken sailor. I had a real wide stance on the ground. Every time I turned around, the world's spinning and all that. That was 365 days a year, 24/7 for years. Occasionally, I got a rare thing off of that. I was full of fungal infections. I had Lyme disease, Babesia. I've had all this stuff. And the only ones figured any of that out is me. No way.
Wow.
So we've worked with people all over the world now. I'm in the tail end of my fourth decade working with functional medicine. So far, we have shared patients with some of the most prestigious medical clinics in the world. World-renowned places that everybody goes to. In every single case for four decades, we beat them in diagnostics, care, and resolution of every single case for four decades. And for somebody in natural medicine to be able to say that honestly, and I think you can tell from the tone of my voice, I'm not one of those people who embellishes and all this braggadocious stuff. To me, that's a very humbling thing because it's God in me that gives us that kind of results that are impossible as far as statistics to get.
Right. And we shared before the show, I said to you, there's a big difference between awards and fruit, and you're showing your fruit. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. And that's us. We're the last doctor anybody ever needs in the long sequence of whatever they've found because we can resolve everything. I'm the only doctor I've ever heard that has guarantees in their care. And the first guarantee is if I can't find what the root causes are and how to resolve those day one of evaluation, I don't charge anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't tell them what I found. We go our separate ways. In four decades, no one's ever taken me up on that guarantee. That's kind of amazing. We added another one some time back, at least a decade and a half ago, that if I work with somebody with a six-month program and they follow everything that I give them, if we haven't made significant impact in reducing infectives and fixing metabolic function, continue to work for free until we do. No one's ever taken me up on that. Some people have tried to twist that and think they're going to get free care, and I go, but you haven't followed the instructions. This is where you went wrong, and this is why things are prolonging. But we've always made huge impacts in that anyway, even when people are rebellious and don't follow instructions.
Gotcha. So, wow. That's great.
So we have to be doing something radically different. Mm-hmm. I've rubbed shoulders with the best in functional medicine for four decades. I know a fair amount of those people personally. They've been involved in my life in different ways. And some of them, they know who I am because they've seen me around, but we haven't had personal interaction. But all the people that teach it all over the globe, not one of them can understand what I do. even though they trained me in some of the functional things, what they do. Like a friend of mine is the top functional medicine doctor in a different part of the country. I was told I was one of the top three, and I was a small town. The other two people had big followings in big cities. But I was in a small town. No one gets the results we get. Where you take somebody that's been to the best specialist, no matter what it is, no matter what's going on, the best specialists in the world, and got no help at all, we're over 90% of those resolving back to full health.
Wow.
We've had people spend over $300,000, several people over $300,000, their care with no help at all. And we're a fraction, small fraction of that.
Right.
And they got their health back. So a lot of that's because when the Lord was moving us from where I spent half of my life, people were begging me to figure out a way to work with them from a distance. I didn't have a belief system for it. I just didn't. But it was really obvious he's moving us along. And he had me start testing people at farther and farther distance. At the end of our testing, we were testing people that we didn't know who they were. We had no history, no name, no anything, didn't know anything about them. We did pretty full extensive testing at a distance. Then we brought them in the office and tested them again. And I thought there was one difference. My wife says, but did you check this? And I checked it. And the results of those two tests, over 200 tests, were identical. That's statistically impossible.
Right.
And to me, that was a very humbling experience. When God moves through me, I get humbled. I don't. Right. People say, wow, you must be feel like this 10-foot tall angel. I go, no, I feel smaller than that.
Right.
I'm just a conduit that he can move through. And I realized that God, he sees my integrity and he realizes he's tested me pretty hard over the years. My life hasn't been easy, but he's tested me to the point where he's refined me to the point where he realized he can trust me with his tools because I'm not going to take them on myself. I'm going to use them to help other people. And so he gave me an ability to resolve things that's statistically impossible.
Right. Okay. So for those who aren't familiar, how would you describe functional medicine and how it's different from traditional treatments for chronic illness?
Okay. When you look at chronic illness, everybody's looking for a diagnosis. Years ago, Rockefeller changed the course of medicine, and he's the one that introduced the testing systems that we have. And his purpose for those testing systems, lab tests, was to increase the use of pharmaceuticals. He just invested a bunch of money in Merck and Pfizer. So that's what those lab tests do. They're completely inaccurate, and they can't tell what root causes are. In functional medicine, people talk about root causes, but they don't have the tools to find what they are. And it's this jargon that goes back and forth. We can prove in our evaluations what root causes are so profoundly that four-year-olds get it, will go home and argue with their parents that they want to do what the doctor their parents took them to today, because I proved to that four-year-old that we can help them get well again. So we have a very compelling system of evaluation. The top functional medicine doc in the world is Mark Hyman. Anybody that knows would realize that's the case. His extensive testing for a new patient coming in is 100 tests. We're 4.5 times that. We're over 450 tests on day one. So it takes that level of minutiae of evaluation to find out what's really going on. Our system of testing evaluates every organ system in all of its functions. So the guy that taught me, he's got 52 metabolic functional tests. I'm 5 times that. We're over 250.
Wow.
We always test for food intolerances. That's 120 on top of that. We always test for infective issues and toxic issues. So you another 120 on top of that. And you look at that and it's like, that's nuts. No, it's not. Yeah. It takes that level of looking at things. And then we can localize where those tests with that testing on where these root problems are. And we can prove it. And we can prove we can resolve those before somebody gets up off the table day one. Mm-hmm. I do all my own testing inside of the office. So it's not guesswork. We test everything, absolutely everything. Okay. And I've got a long history of testing things. When COVID hit a few years ago, it turned the whole supplement industry upside down because they lost their supply chains. Mm-hmm. I'm the only doc in like a 300 doctor downline of the supplement companies that I use. And the warehouses I get those from, I'm the only doc that any of them know that can take their supplements. I can test them. I can tell them what's wrong with it.
Wow.
Where it's wrong, how they need to adjust that, how to use these things. Over 80% of what we used before COVID became not usable because of supply chain disruption and lack of integrity in the management of the supplement companies. And I don't know of another doc that even looks at those things. So we combine all of these minutia of testing to find out what real root causes are. We can prove that to a four-year-old. You can't convince them. You got to prove it. And we show them what that is. And we can prove what therapeutic measures we need to resolve that before they get off the table, and they know that they know that they know that we can help them get better.
Gotcha. So you mentioned that your own struggles with chronic illness has shaped how you approach care. How does compassion play a role in the way you treat your patients?
Good question. I just had a long conversation with another podcaster who's more of a new ager. And it turned into the kingdom of God, and it just was amazing. It just drew her in. She really wanted to know the fruit, wanted to know how you get to hear his voice. How can you drink of these things and dwell in there? The reality with when you look at ministry issues, when you're releasing gifts and miracles and all that, you got to build faith. When you're trying to do deliverance, which is the way we approach health, when you're trying to do deliverance or rebuild health, you have to build trust.
Gotcha.
And with trust, you have to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be completely open. When you look at the gifts that were given for the church abroad, you know, all globally, you got the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Prophets that don't have a good mix of mercy are just cannons, and they create a lot of problems because they don't know how to function in what you just asked. You need, you look at the personalities, the spirit man inside of you out of Romans 10, and you can relate how much all of those different aspects of the spirit man inside of somebody are. The higher level of you have a prophetic function, the higher level you need a parallel level of mercy to make that functional. Otherwise, you're just ripping people apart.
It's
the same thing with helping people with their health. You got to have that level of compassion, mercy, understanding. You got to be able to get into their life because you got to share life with people. You've got to walk with them and teach them how to make all of these lifestyle changes to get out of that hole. And you can't do that with this condescending attitude of speaking down at them and belittling. Exactly. You cannot do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree totally. Healing from chronic illness isn't a quick fix. What are some of the biggest obstacles you face or people face? Let me say people face when trying to heal, and how do you guide them through those challenges?
Okay. One of the biggest challenges is these one size fit all programs that are out there.
Okay.
Everybody in medicine is given programs in a little book called the Merck Manual. They have to follow that very closely. If they don't, they'll lose their license. You get in all the alternative cares. They have gurus who come through with seminars who hand you sheets and say, you got this condition, give people this. Right. It doesn't work. Right. It doesn't work. And people think they can cheap out, go around this interactive care to try and save a few dollars. And they end up spending more money and crashing their health. So to get people to understand, this is the biggest barrier, is, you know, we specialize in some of the worst things that are out there. Lyme disease is the worst of the chronic illnesses out there, because every system in the body can go sideways. It's worse than cancer. They both can kill you quite a bit, but it's worse than cancer. And people think, oh, they got Lyme disease. They follow this one guru who wrote this herbal book about all these different things to treat. People don't realize that guy had Lyme disease. He died from Lyme disease. He lied about why he was sick, because he had such a following, he didn't want to lose face, and he didn't want people to quit looking at what he's doing. But most of what he wrote about doesn't work, and we've tested it a lot. The biggest names in Lyme disease, we've gotten all their test kits and their treatment protocols, and none of them work.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that years ago. We talked about Lyme disease, and we talked about the treatments that functional medicine has for it. We did talk about that in depth, because at the time, I think a lot of people were experiencing Lyme disease. And sometimes they would say, well, we don't know what it is. And they just gave them the label Lyme disease, you know?
Yeah. So I think and that's one aspect. You take something that really hits home for you. You look at women with their cycles. That's that is one of the biggest issues as far as women globally in our culture, is their cycles being a mess, thyroid being a problem, menopause being a problem. We work with things like that quite a bit. It's a beautiful thing to take an infertile couple and make them fertile. It's really beautiful. It doesn't take that much work to do it, but you just have to do things right. We have all of these lifestyle things that set the stage to dysregulate hormones. And a woman's cycle is a barometer on how well-balanced their hormones and her toxicity is. It's toxicity that dysregulates hormones. And you've got to figure out what root causes are for that. When you look at the whole gamut of all chronic illness, whether you're talking cycle issues, fertility issues, autoimmunity, gastrointestinal problems, things all the way up to Lyme disease, there are root issues that's going to be universal in all of them. Their guts are going to be a wreck. Their diets are a mess. Their gut flora is pathogenic. They're full of food intolerances. That creates these global issues of inflammation, toxicity that dysregulates every other metabolic function. That's what sets the stage for things like Lyme disease to grow. It's opportunistic. If the immune system's working right, nothing should be able to grow in it.
Yeah, that's what you said before. Yes.
You know, yes. And it's the gut, no matter what, is really central for all this. But everybody's looking for these cookbook answers, and everybody's different, completely different. And that's where it takes these completely different system of testing, diagnostic skills. And somebody like me, I've been doing this for 4 decades. I still study physiology. When I get a difficult case, I'm going back to physiology, figure, what's the mechanisms going on here? What can be involved? So you can wrap your head around it. I don't know of another doctor that does that. And that makes no sense to me. You know, that's like a preacher getting up and never using a Bible.
At Walgreens, we know flu season can feel a little chaotic. So we're going to give you our flu info.
In a meditation, keeping you calm just like a certified Walgreens pharmacist will do if you're a little needle nervous. So walk in or schedule an appointment, and Walgreens will handle the rest.
That's the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
At Capella University, learning online doesn't mean learning alone. You'll get support from people who care about your success, like your enrollment specialist, who gets to know you and the goals you'd like to achieve. You'll also get a designated academic coach who's with you throughout your entire program. Plus, career coaches are available to help you navigate your professional goals. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Right.
It's like, where's your reference? And how do you even make a barometer and even speak about anything without a reference? If we're in ministry, that's his word.
Right.
And if somebody's not in that, they can't be doing their job, and they can't be leading people in a right way. Just right. Impossible. And you look that with healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
If whoever you're going to see cannot explain in 5-year-old terms what's going right. on to cause that, you're right. in the wrong place.
Yeah. I've had that experience before. Just going, I think 2 years ago, my cholesterol was high. And he wanted to put me on statins right away. And I was like, no. I was like, oh, no. Tell me why this is happening. And he was like, oh, you have to get on it now. And so I was talking to him about how long would I have to stay on it? What else did I have to, could I do? He's like, oh, you'll be on it forever. And I was like, wait. So the medicine that usually give medicine to make it work for something. So I have to be on this forever. What does it do to my body? Nothing. I was like, then why do I take it if it does nothing?
There's a new research out on statins that's mm-hmm. mind-blowing.
Right.
It used to say that it wouldn't change a day of your life. The research right. was done, I believe, over in England. It was put in peer-reviewed journals over in Europe and England. When right. that research came out, this one guy just cried foul, demanded retraction of the article, made all kinds of noise. And this guy went through review boards in his medical board and in the peer review journal board.
Okay. Okay.
Double investigation of all this stuff. And they went through everything. He got 100%. Affirmation. This is rock solid science. There's not one hole in it. And the guy who demanded the retraction was a guy who's being paid under the table to falsify all his research. Wow. That all got exposed with this. And it's good that it did. But this is the bottom line with statins. If you take statins your entire life and you don't get any of the adverse reactions from it, it will at most add 4 days to your life.
Wow.
At most. It wow. atrophies your brain.
Wow.
Your brain is mostly fats. It pulls all the fats out of your brain, and it shrinks the size of your brain. So it looks like you took something like a piece of zucchini, a slice of zucchini,
mm-hmm.
and you put that in some place where it's not in the direct sun, so it won't petrify mm-hmm. really quick, and you just let that atrophy, and you watch all these holes yeah. develop in it,
mm-hmm.
and the whole yeah. volume shrinks and all that, and all the folds, those atrophy, and it looks like this dried up piece of fruit.
Wow.
Where you can literally lose close to 50% of the volume inside your brain.
Wow.
That's what statins do.
Right.
It destroys
wow.
your nervous system. All right. of your hormones are built of oils. It turns those upside down.
Yeah.
All of your cell membranes. So you got membranes on the outside of your cells, and the cells mm-hmm. are packed with little organelles like what we have. All those membranes mm-hmm. are 95% oils.
Wow.
So what are these statins doing? It's ripping all the building blocks for everything yeah. to build health.
Right.
And it does nothing?
Yeah, it does nothing. I will tell you, my body, the first, I did it, right? And then my arms and my muscles literally started turning inside. Like I was getting cramps that my body was contorting, And my legs would do the same thing. And I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, you know, of course I'm not living to eat anymore. I'm eating to live. So I'm like, I'm going through the category of things. That's the only thing is that medicine. And sure enough, it was the medicine. It was drying my skin completely out. I couldn't see.
That's because of that disruption of oils to build all the cell membrane.
Something
that's really interesting. They always lie to people about what causes cholesterol. It's not directly caused by your diet. Indirectly, yes, but not directly. What causes high cholesterol is high stress. The adrenal hormones rise up. Your adrenaline and your cortisol that melts your muscles. Those. Right. Amino acids get released from the melted muscles, get converted into sugars in the liver. That makes your blood sugar skyrocket, like they're in a rocket headed to the moon. And as those adrenal hormones start to do that, your insulin has to take those, it's screaming really loud to get those into the tissues. And the insulin drives them into making fats.
Makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you, it makes a lot of sense.
The way you drop cholesterol is by fixing the problem that the adrenals are responding to. Most of that is toxicity. Most of that comes out of the gut.
You look at
Hashimoto's thyroid issues, another thing that regulates your metabolic issue. Thyroid, we don't have a rebellious gland organ or cell in our body. God made us so that everything works in harmony, but things dysregulate that harmony. It's called toxicity. The primary issue that causes thyroid dysregulation is toxicity. Same thing with all of the hormones. And once you take one of the hormones, the thyroid and the adrenal are some of the most sensitive glands we have to toxicity. Once you start to dysregulate one, the rest fall because they try and make up for whatever that's not doing. They can't do it. And you have this completely dysregulation. Like when you dysregulate the adrenals with inflammatory lifestyles, that's all it takes. And most of that's going to start with the gut and the food. You dysregulate the adrenals. Your adrenals, they control your bladder. They control your postural blood pressure. They control your stressed blood sugar. They control your inflammation. With inflammation, they're master gland over the immune system. And they make the precursors to all the sexual hormones. So if you tax out the adrenals, they quit making the precursors, pregnenolone and DHEA for the sexual hormones. Those shunt over to make adrenaline and cortisol. So there's nothing to build the sexual hormones. With that, you start to have atrophy of the sexual tissues. You look at women around menopause, that's a big issue. It's a huge issue. Breast tissues, genital issues, that's really huge. You look at a man and he shrinks in size and people don't know what's going on. And so they go for these Band-Aid pill fixes that never address the problem. They never address the problem. And all the pregnenolone and DHEA shunts over to make more cortisol, make more adrenaline. There's nothing to build those. So you've got to deal with the real issue, which is the gut. Gut food intolerances, gut flora, things along that line. And I think that gives an understanding of what functional medicine does. Because you put it in an example like that, it makes more sense, right?
Well, Dr. Brad, your insights are powerful and it's clear you're doing an incredible job. I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge with us today. Listen, guys out there, if you're struggling with chronic illness or want to learn more about functional medicine, you can transform your health. Be sure you connect with Dr. Brad. Check out his website and social media. All you got to do is add his name. He's there everywhere. He's global. He just told you he's global. And don't forget to like and subscribe and share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message. Leave a comment and tell us what stood out to you in this episode. If you're already taking control of your health, follow Dr. Brad and start your journey toward healing today. This is Edna White and my esteemed guest with Dr. Brad saying goodbye for now.
At Capella University, learning online doesn't mean learning alone. You'll get support from people who care about your success, like your enrollment specialist, who gets to know you and the goals you'd like to achieve. You'll also get a designated academic coach who's with you throughout your entire program. Plus, career coaches are available to help you navigate your professional goals. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke DeVard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.